Na tisková konference. Jako prvního poprosím pana ministra zahraničních věcí České republiky Karla Schwarzenberga o několik slov.
Dámy a pánové, s velkým potěšením se tady přivítám slovenskou ministryni zahraničí. Země, která na první pohled nemá tolik společného s námi. Nicméně máme, řekněme, společný problém, že donedávna v obojích našich zemích byl, řekněme, bezohledný přístup k lidským právům, vládlo bezpráví a vládlo násilí. Překonali jsme to v obou zemích a tudíž, jak paní ministryně, tak já klademe kvůli tomu taky obzvláštní důraz na lidská práva. To nás tedy spojuje, jsme taky poměrně menší země ve svém regionu a tudíž taky obě země jsou velmi zainteresovaný a pracují na integraci, jak Salvador na integraci a spolupráci s severoamerických zemí, tak my to též v Evropě.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to welcome Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Salvador Republic, a country which from the first glance has not too much in common with the Czech Republic, but we used to have quite a common topic together since recent period, and it has been human rights, because in Salvador as well in the Czech Republic there was a rule of violence. We have been both communistic countries, and human rights, this is a theme which is combining us, and we as a smaller country within our region and together with Salvador, we both are the countries which would like to integrate within its region.
Vzhledem k tomu, že my budeme předsedat i v příštím roce Evropské unii a jsme jak Evropská unie, tak my samotní máme velký zájem na spolupráci s celou Latinskou Amerikou, ale samozřejmě obzvláště taky se Střední Amerikou, tak jsme měli dost věcí, o kterých jsme se mohli bavit a konečně taky trošku intenzivnější styky mezi sebou začít. Podepsali jsme, jak jste viděli, memorandum, dostal jsem zprávu, že taky bude bezvízový styk mezi Českou republikou a El Salvadorem, co se v poslední době podařilo, a taky už se podařila smlouva o ochraně investic, takže opravdu naše styky se velice dobře rozvíjejí. Samozřejmě bych řekl, že ještě obrat ve vzájemném obchodu by mohl být větší, ale například, že jenom turismus český do Salvadoru vzrostl od 500 na 3000 roku, to už je docela pozoruhodný výsledek. Ale teď bych rád přenechal slovo mojí kolegyni, která vám vysvětlí její pohled na naší cestu.
As for the fact that Czech Republic will rule the presidency of the European Union next year, and this is a common interest of European Union and the Czech Republic to have much more closer cooperation with the entire Latin America and, of course, Central America. We had a lot of common topics. We would like to develop more intensive relationships. Today we've signed memorandum, and I can inform you that we will have visa-free relations with Salvador, and we've signed as well an agreement on investment protection. So those relations are developing, and for example, number of visitors visited Salvador from the Czech Republic increased from 500 up to 3,000. But now I would like to give the floor to our dear Excellency, Mrs. Minister.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you very much. It's indeed a pleasure and a privilege to be visiting Prague today. I can now confirm the legendary beauty that we know in the Americas about this capital city of the Czech Republic, which is astonishing. Thank you very much, Minister. Indeed, we have had a very constructive meeting this morning where we have touched on very different topics of mutual interest. I must say that our visit to Prague is on a timely and opportune visit previous to the Czech presidency of the European Union, where we are going to be working in order to conclude the negotiations for the association agreement that Central America and the European Union are engaged in. That will be a highlight in the relations not only between the Czech Republic and El Salvador, but also a highlight in the relations between Central America and Europe. Another issue of utmost interest is the participation of my country, El Salvador, in the Rio Group and the European Union meeting that will take place in May next year here in Prague. That will also be an important point in for the advancement and the strengthening of the relations between Europe and Latin America. As you know, the Rio Group gathers all the Latin American democracies, and it will be a pleasure to work closely with the Czech authorities in order to have a very substantive meeting in the coming month of May during the Czech presidency. We have also thanked the Czech Republic for the support that our commercial ties have been given with the continuance of the SDP plus regime, where Salvadorian products are allowed to come to the European markets with commercial preferences. We have also spoken about the importance of investments. We have presented the new reality of El Salvador. We realize that the image that El Salvador has and that remains in the minds of many European nationals is that of the war back in the 1980s, and that is way back in our history. And gladly, we have been able to surpass that tragic period of our internal turmoil in our history, and we can now show a country that is in peace, that is democratic, and that is respectful of human rights and freedoms. We have coincided with Minister Schwarzenberg in the sense of promoting our values, where human rights and freedoms take a very, very high position in our scale of ethics. And we have agreed to work together in order to promote these values in the United Nations wherever this is needed around the world and wherever we can make a difference to show the world about the positive and negative experiences that both countries have had with regards to human rights and freedoms. We have also thanked the Czech Republic for the possibility for students, for Salvadoran students, to come and learn in the Czech schools. There's a particular interest for Salvadorian students to learn about the geology, which is one of the careers where you have world-class capacity here in the Czech Republic. And we have also requested the possibility to have some internships for people working in our institutions that are responsible for the prevention and the mitigation of natural disasters. That is unfortunately a geographic disadvantage that we have in Central America. We're prone to earthquakes, we're prone to hurricanes and floods, and all the assistance and technology that we can learn from countries like yours that have developed important and world-class capacities in these areas is something we would benefit and we would like to keep it working on. We have also confirmed the visa waiver regime that we have in El Salvador and in the rest of the Central American countries for Czech citizens to come and visit. We're very happy that we have received more than 3,000 Czech visitors last year. And now that the winter is approaching here in the Czech Republic, I wish to promote my country as a tourist destination for the Czech people, that will have a lovely time in our warm beaches in the Pacific Ocean. We were very happy watching yesterday that in the magazine of the Czech Airlines, there was a small article, and we managed to read that it was about El Salvador, but it was in Czech. So we didn't know what it would say. The minister was joking with me, and he said, well, hopefully it was not a travel warning. And I said, no, it was not a travel warning, because the picture, the photo that you showed was of a beautiful beach and two smiling children of El Salvador welcoming the Czechs. So I think that through the participation and the visits of the people from the Czech Republic to my country, El Salvador, we would be strengthening even more the relations that we want to promote with countries like yours that have all our admiration and support. So thank you very much. If there is any question, I would be more than happy to.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions?
Jak uspěla Česká tisková kancelář, pane ministře, Latinská Amerika, lidská práva a české předsednictví Evropské unii, znamená to, že nějakým způsobem budeme snažit, aby Evropská unie se výrazněji postavila k kubánské otázce, k tomu, aby tam došlo k nějakým změnám. Děkuji.
No, já bych řekl, že tak my doufáme, že při tom setkání tady s kolegou tady v pětu příštího roku během našeho předsednictví přece dojde konečně k smlouvě Evropskou unii. My se budeme snažit, aby právě ty vztahy byly lepší a užší. Ale samozřejmě nejenom jedna země z Jižní Ameriky a Brazílie se jeví jako nová velmoc. Nejvíc celý ten region se po jisté době letargie rozhárnosti probouzí a stává se významným činitelem v hospodářské scéně a na světě. A samozřejmě taky politika středoamerických států a jižoamerických států nabírá vlastní konturu a je opravdu na čase, abychom se důkladně s tím zabývali.
First, the question. Yes, you are from CTK. You have mentioned human rights, presidency of the Czech Republic, Latin America as a whole region. Do you mean by that the European Union will now more focus on this territory and will also solve the situation with Cuba? And the answer. Yes, we do hope so. Next year in May, we plan to sign an agreement. There will be signed an agreement with the European Union. We plan to build much closer relationship. For example, Brazil is becoming a power nation in this territory. This region is kind of a waking up, and specifically Central American countries are having now more clear line in their policy, and this entire region is starting to play a major role in the world economy.
Co se týká Kuby, vlastně nepatří vlastně do toho regionu, spíše do karibského regionu. Pomalu tam začínají změny, taky jsem se s paní kolegyní o Kubě bavil. Doufám, že ty změny půjdou správným směrem, Prozatím musíme s politováním zjistit, že nedošlo k podstatnému snížení počtu vězňů, což by byla pro nás velice důležitá otázka. Nicméně v různých jiných polích zaznamenáváme zemi, změny pozorujeme to velmi pozorně a velice doufám, že tedy se to v Kubě bude vyvíjet tak, že budeme mít taky lepší styky s Kubou samotnou.
As for Cuba is more belonging to Caribbean region, but we can observe slow changes and we do hope that those changes will go in the right direction. Unfortunately, they have not reduced number of prisoners yet, but yes, we do observe those changes, and I really deeply believe that this development will soon come.
Hopefully, yes. Chtěla na další otázka? Ano.
Hello, my name is Roman Gazdík. I'm from Slovenia.cz. I would like to ask you if El Salvador, probably the strongest supporter of the United States in the region, follows the debate between about the Czech radar system and the missile shield. And what do you think about this?
Well, we have a strong relationship with the United States. We have a 1/4 of our population, of the Salvadorian population, living in the United States. We share values in democracy and in human rights. We are very respectful of those decisions that are taken by sovereign countries like the Czech Republic with the stand of the issue that you're question is related to. In the Salvadorian case, I was explaining Minister Schwarzenberg and the Czech delegation that accompanied him during our meeting that we have forwarding operating location, which is handled by the U.S. in their efforts to monitor drug trafficking in the region. And I believe that joining efforts with friends, with countries that are looking into objectives is a positive way of combating the challenges that we're facing. In the case of El Salvador, we're working together in issues like drug trafficking.
Agency?
Jenom ještě jednu technickou, ta víza, jestli byste mohli vysvětlit, od kdy teda nebude vízový režim, případně jak to bude vypadat. Děkuji.
Just a technical comment regarding the visa, since which time there will be not necessary visa anymore.
Yes, we have engaged El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua and Guatemala in a sub-regional integration effort that we call the CA4. CA stands for Central America, and 4 is the 4 countries in the sub-region that have engaged in a very ambitious migration and sub-regional effort of integration. And one of the agreements that we have is that we share a list of countries that we do not require visas from. That is internal regulations of the 4 countries, and the Czech Republic is among those countries that the 4 countries are not requiring visas from anymore. Another advance that we have on that area is that when you travel internally among these 4 countries, it's like if you were traveling domestically. We consider those the migration or the traveling among these 4 countries as internal, as the European Union does. So we're following that path, and we hope that this is also an incentive for tourism from the Czech Republic and for investments from the Czech Republic to come and look at Central America and at El Salvador as an important possibility. I was explaining the minister, the foreign minister, about the efforts that we're also doing in having more free trade agreements so that our country, which has a very privileged geographic position, can become an important platform for foreign investments that could redirect their trade, the trade of the goods that are produced in the country, to markets that include Canada, the United States, Mexico, Central America, Colombia, Chile, and the Dominican Republic, and Taiwan. That is a market of 450,000 people or more, and that is the strategy for our development that we're promoting currently.
Thank you very much. Some other questions? No. Thank you very much that you have come to the chatting in Paris.
Děkuji vám.
Děkuji.